Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your girl Chrissy coming to you once again with more spicy goodness. And this, my friends, is episode 52. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. I'm glad that you're here and I hope that you're doing well. Before we get into the main episode, remember to check out simplychrissyblog.com as well as to follow this podcast and share it with your family, friends, and even on social media. And also just a reminder that new episodes drop every Monday and Thursday. So I need to start saying that in episodes because I keep forgetting myself. So look for new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Okay. So today's episode is going to be talking about products to help relieve eczema. This has nothing to do with any prescriptions. This is non-prescription. Okay. And so shout out to all the people out there who have eczema, or they have siblings with it, or parents, or children, or people, friends that they have who have it, or even anyone, because it's very mysterious. It's kind of a very mysterious skin ailment that is very unpleasant. Anyhow, I'm going to be giving some products to help. These are all products that I use myself, and so this is how I know. And hopefully, you know, you're able to gain some value from what I'm saying. Okay, so the first product is thermal spring water. So the specific brands that you would want to look out for is, they're all from France, okay? So the brands are La Roche-Posay, Avain, and Uriage. So La Roche-Posay is spelled L-A space R-O-C-H-E space P-O-S-A-Y. And then Avain is spelled A-V-E. And then there is the accent grave. So it's like that diagonal line on top of the E. And then another N. Or sorry, and then N and then another E. And then Uriage is spelled U-R-I-A-G-E. You can find all these brands on social media, IG, Facebook, and then you can also probably Twitter, of course, and then you can check out their websites. So La Roche-Posay, theirs is laroche-posay.com, so laroche-posay.com. And then for Avain, their website is eau, which is water in French, so eau-thermale-avene.com. So it'll say eau-thermale-avene.com. And then Uriage is just uriage.com. Okay, so feel free to Google all the brands, look into everything. So anyway, getting back to the thermal spring water. So the reason why the thermal spring water, I know that it may seem like it's, you know, silly, just because that's how I felt initially until I thought about it more. Thermal spring water is very similar to how effective the ocean and seawater is to like healing the skin specifically. Seawater is very, very healing. Even if you don't have anything to heal, just being in the ocean all the time with all of the minerals and also the exfoliation of the sand, it typically tends to make people who are always in the ocean have really beautiful skin. For example, surfers. Except for the ones who get cooked in the sun and then they look like raisins. Not them, but, you know, the people who are not cooked in the sun just yet, they usually have very beautiful, radiant skin. Or even not just surfers, but people who live in parts of the world where there are oceans and they're always in the ocean. That also contributes to, in addition to probably they live a different lifestyle and, you know, an island or like a tropical type lifestyle, like they have fresh fruits and fresh vegetables around them, and it's just a different lifestyle. So there's many contributing factors, genetics, etc., etc. But in terms of the ocean, it's very healing to the skin. And so with thermal water, the spring water is passing over rocks, and as it passes over rocks, it's picking up minerals and becoming more fortified, and therefore it's very, very concentrated with minerals and very, very powerful for healing the skin. So the brands that I mentioned, they actually have like treatment centers in their parts of France. So I'll use La Roche-Posay for example. La Roche-Posay is actually the name of the village or the town that the spring is in France, and that's also where the treatment center is. So like literally, especially pre-pandemic, you can see it on YouTube. If you go to the La Roche-Posay YouTube channel, you can actually see the thing I'm going to talk about right now, which is they have a treatment center and they have patients who come from all around the world to get their eczema treated. And basically, it's like a hydrotherapy. So whether it's like for like maybe, let's say they come for maybe 14 or like 30 days or something. And then they will photograph the patient's skin at the beginning versus the end. And then every day that the patient has hydro treatment with the spring water, a doctor checks the person's skin to make sure that, like, just to, like, record the changes that's going on. And so, anyway, this particular guy was a doctor from the United States or something, and he had to stop working because his eczema got so bad, and his wife had to take care of him. And so he went to Paris to, or sorry, not to Paris, I'm sorry. He went to La Roche-Posay in France to get the hydrotherapy treatment on his skin, and basically it really, really helped to heal his skin, and he looked like a completely different person when he left versus when he first entered the facility. So the thermal spring water, when you buy it, I bought it at Shoppers Drug Mart. I don't know where you're listening from in the world, but if you can buy it online, so it doesn't even matter. But you know, if you do have like a Drug Mart, a Drug Mart type, a pharmacy or like a, not a pharmacy, it has to be like a Rexall or like a Shoppers Drug Mart type scenario. But there's Shoppers Drug Mart online actually, so it doesn't even matter. It's just faster obviously if you can get it in person, but I'm also aware that now more than ever everything is online because of the pandemic. So, you know, online or in person, either way, the product is going to come in a metal spray or like a tin spray bottle, like it's because you mist it onto your skin, and you want to put it on clean skin when you're going to use the product. So for example, after you've showered, you want to put it on areas of your skin that are affected or flared up. If you have eczema patches or whatever on your face, after you wash your face, you would want to put that on your face, rub it into your, like, pat it into your face, let it absorb, and then you can go on with your toner or whatever you want. And of course, all the products I'm mentioning is for, it's unisex, it's for male or female, it doesn't matter. Children, babies, it's for anyone. So you put it on clean skin. And then also another thing is, that I noticed, because I've been using this, the thermal water from La Roche-Posay since fall 2020. That's when I discovered it. And shout out to the girl at Shoppers Drug Mart who gave me a sample out of the blue, and it turned out to be the best thing. people with eczema, after they scratch for a while, they get the problem that happens intermittently where your skin oozes. So basically what that is like, you know, when you're a kid and maybe you were riding your bike and you fall off, or you could even be playing with your friends and like you fall and you scrape your knee, but your knee does not bleed. It's just a clear fluid comes out of your knee. It could be even your elbow, just some part of your skin where you scrape it, but it does not bleed. It's just that a clear fluid comes out of your skin. That is what oozing is. So that is what happens to people with eczema after there's, you know, enough trauma to the skin from scratching. Their skin can do that. But the thing is that it's very difficult to actually stop that oozing. It's hard to stop the oozing, basically. So, like, yes, it will crust over and all this kind of stuff, but, like, it's strange in that, like, once it gets touched in any way, shape, or form, even if you go have a shower, it just starts like a river. It just starts all over again. It's really frustrating because then you stick to your clothes. It's just very uncomfortable. Stick to your bed sheets. It's horrible. So this thermal water, because it's so concentrated with minerals, it actually, when you spray it on an area that might have a flare up and that is oozing, it will stop it, which I thought was the most incredible thing, because I discovered that on my own. So it's pretty amazing. And again, it's just natural spring water from this beautiful planet Earth that we're on, and it's Earth Day today too. And yeah, but it's just a great product and I highly recommend it. Avain has a better range of sizes in their spring water. I want to buy the La Roche-Posay one. Is really good. That's the one that I've been buying. Avain has three sizes. They have like a mini one, they have a regular size one, which is like the size that La Roche-Posay has. And then they have a really, really big spray bottle. And I want to get the really big spray bottle because it just is so soothing and it really helps. So that's about it for the thermal water. And I mean, even if you don't have eczema, if you just have like some irritated skin, you know, there is occupations where people get irritated skin, like hairdressers, because they're always messing with chemicals, people who are always washing dishes, all kinds of stuff. You know, there's people who get contact dermatitis, which is like contact eczema from all kinds of stuff. It's just very healing. Even if you cut yourself, it's just very, very healing for anybody. If you are looking to soothe your skin and heal it, whether you have eczema or not, you can still use a product. And I really couldn't recommend it enough. Next is aloe vera. So, of course, or I should say, product number two, it's aloe vera. Now, product-wise, there's a brand called Lily of the Desert, and then they have a topical, which means on the skin, a topical aloe vera gel, and it's the best aloe vera gel I've ever used because the ingredients are legit and it's not just a bunch of like weird stuff that you would buy at, say, you know, places like Walmart or whatever. I got this aloe vera gel from the health food store, so it's a little pricey, but you know, it's really good. And it's made with certified organic aloe vera gel. There's no parabens, no artificial colors, no animal testing. You can put it all over your body, on your face, like all over. And it's very soothing to your, you know, to like skin that is irritated from scratching. Or even sometimes, you know, there's flare-ups that happen on the skin of people who have eczema that they didn't even necessarily scratch, you know, like it's just, I feel like sometimes after your skin has endured so much trauma, sometimes it's just areas just get naturally, they just like flare up on their own, because that's happened to me. Like I haven't even touched anything and all of a sudden your skin just gets super angry and you're like, okay. So this aloe vera gel, I'm sorry, is really good. Highly recommend it. Yes, of course, you can use it for normal things like sunburn. It's actually a really great beauty product. You can just put it on your skin, you know, after you wash your face and stuff. even if you're a person who doesn't have eczema. But the number one thing you should always go for is, you know, actual aloe vera from nature. So like if you go hit up an ethnic food store, or if you live in a place where your regular grocery store has in their produce section aloe vera leaf, then just buy a fresh aloe vera leaf for like $2 or $3. It's enormous and extremely healing. And if your skin is really, really raw, I would recommend that you actually go with an aloe vera leaf, because I found that the aloe vera leaf, there's no stinging at all. So it just depends on your pain threshold. There's a tiny bit of stinging with the, if you have like an open raw area, or even if you are a regular person and you cut yourself, the aloe vera will sting a tiny bit, like the one in the bottle. Where else, like just a tiny bit, where else is the fresh aloe vera leaf doesn't sting at all, which makes sense because it's straight from nature and it's not tampered with. Anyway, if you want to check that out, you can of course check them out on social media. If you want to check out their website, it is lilyofthedesert.com. So that is spelled lilyofthedesert.com. Moving on to product number three. This is another product by La Roche-Posay. It is their intense facial moisturizer. And it is called Nutritique Intense Riche. So Nutritic, and then the word intense, and then the word rich with an E because it's French. And this is like the greatest facial moisturizer I've used. Since I've used it, I don't have a lot of the dry patches I would get on my face before. And you're like, it makes your skin feel very comfortable. There's no fragrance. It's a very rich formula. It is soothing. It is non-irritating. Super duper moisturizing, like I was saying. And then, yeah, it's just, it does a great job. Like, depending on the formulation of, you know, a skin product that you buy, if it's not right for your eczema prone skin or your eczema, you are just literally all day just applying creams to your skin like a million times a day, and then your skin never keeps the moisture. But with this, it does. I also wanted to note that the brands that I'm mentioning, so La Roche-Posay, Avène, and Uriage, they are all products that are specifically made for atopic prone skin, atopic being like atopic dermatitis, eczema. So that is why the formulations are so bang on, because they are doing it for people with that skin ailment. That's their target market. But I mean, of course, there's caveats and nuances. You know, there's, for all the people in the world who live in countries where there's winter, like Canada, like, you know, is it Russia, like certain parts of Europe, they have snow. And for in Canada, I can speak for Canada, it gets super dry, especially in certain provinces. It's like a dehydrator. Like, you can just put some fruit out and just like dehydrate it. I mean, that's a joke, but I'm just saying, it's just super dry. Everything is just extremely dry. Your skin is dry, your hair is dry, your eyeballs are dry, everything is dry. So that being said, because of the dryness, it makes you uncomfortable because you are so excessively dry. And even people who have nice skin and no problems, even they find that they get issues in the wintertime because it is so excessively dry. So, you know, like this one for the face, this product that I'm mentioning for the face by La Roche-Posay, that's great for anyone like that. And then the product that I'm going to be mentioning next, that's also really great for people who don't have eczema, but their skin dries out during the winter and they're like, oh man, I need like a more heavy duty moisturizer. You know, this is good for them because, like I said, there's no prescriptions, there's no drugs in any of the things that I'm mentioning here. And so all these products that I'm mentioning are even good enough to put on children and babies. And it even says it on the packaging of the products. So that's that. Moving on to product number 4. It is a lipid replenishing balm. So you'd want to check out the brands by Avène or Uriage. La Roche-Posay used to have a lipid replenishing balm up until February officially of this year. They started to take it off, and that was the lipid replenishing balm that I was buying since 2018 when my new dermatologist, who's a younger guy, and therefore he's more forward thinking, and he's the one who recommended it to me, and it was life changing, like seriously life changing. Where else is my old dermatologist, who was like literally a dinosaur? And I say that to say that typically older doctors have very antiquated ways of thinking, and they're literally hardcore, just like, oh, here's a prescription. Like auto, just automatic. Here's a prescription. Oh, that's nice. Here's a prescription. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's a prescription. So, where else is the younger, my new dermatologist who's younger is much more open-minded and open to solutions other than just throwing prescriptions at people. So I really appreciated that from him, because it was my first appointment with him and he recommended that, and I was blown away. I'm like, my entire life I was going to the other dermatologist and he said nothing about any of the stuff that I'm telling you right now. So anyway, so the new dermatologist recommended the lipid replenishing balm by La Roche-Posay, and it was life-changing. They stopped producing it in February of this year officially, because they replaced it, I'm sorry, with another product. And it's a crappy product, if you ask me, because it's not the same thing. You know what I mean? It's not the fact that they came out with a different product. It's just that you don't need to remove a product that was so effective and so good. There is no need for you to remove it. You could have just kept the lipid replenishing balm and then just come out with something else, which is cool. That's great. Like, keep on coming out with new products. Do you? That's perfect. But yeah, I'm not the happiest about it, because it was literally one of the best skin products I ever put on my skin. It was like tropical in a bottle. It was like the feeling of when you go to a tropical country and the humidity just like penetrates your skin and you just feel like soothed. Yeah. I like tropical humid climate, so like I know some people don't like it, but it's for when you have dry skin especially, you're just like, wow, this is the most, it's like being thirsty and then you drink a nice cold glass of water. It's quenching is what it is. It's quenching to the skin. That's exactly how it feels. You're like, wow, I feel so comfortable. That's how it feels. Anyway, so getting back to the lipid replenishing balm, or continuing on rather. So people with severe eczema, they typically are missing lipids from their skin that people with normal skin have. So, and then also like from scratching and all other kinds of whatever other skin trauma comes with eczema, in addition to scratching, the acid mantle of the skin gets messed up. Like, it's the pH of your skin is messed up, and like your acid mantle is not functioning properly. Therefore, when the acid mantle is not functioning properly on the skin, it also contributes to your skin being dry. So having a lipid replenishing balm is very helpful, because the lipid replenishing aspect is the special factor in this product. Every other cream on the market is just like a regular, ooh, it's a thick cream, it's a this, that, it's a lotion, it's a whatever. But the lipid replenishing aspect is what sets the product apart from everything else. And so I couldn't recommend a lipid replenishing balm enough to you. And by the way, I also wanted to say, for the La Roche-Posay product for the face, as well as the lipid replenishing balm, the very first ingredient when you look at the ingredient list is the thermal water. So that is the foundational ingredient in all the brands that I mentioned that are made with the spring water. So La Roche-Posay, Avène, and Uriage, that is the foundation of the products, is the healing properties of the spring water. Okay, so once again, lipid replenishing balm, couldn't recommend it enough. Last thing is product number 5, dry patch. So the brand that makes that is called Dierbe, and that is DIERBE. You can go to dierbe.ca. It is a Canadian company, and the spelling is, for the website, is dierbe.ca. You can also check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and I don't know if they're on Twitter, but for sure Instagram and Facebook. And you know, you can feel free to send them DMs and ask them any questions. Same thing with all the brands I've mentioned. Feel free, you know, do your own research and ask any questions that you want to ask the brands. And so for the dry patch, I've been using it for like probably like 10 years, over 10 years. Really good product. A rich product. It is not a lipid replenishing balm, but it is a rich product. It is there's no fragrance in it. I'm just trying to remember. It's not a fragrance product. It's handmade, it's vegan, it's not tested on animals, and the ingredients are all natural. And the packaging says dry patch, and it's made for sensitive and excessively dry skin, and it is an eczema care formula. So anyone can use a product. And actually, the owner of Dierbe, Sheila, she actually created this product because one of her daughters, when the daughter was a little girl, the daughter was suffering with eczema. And so that is what inspired the mother to make dry patch. And then when she made it and she put it on her daughter, it significantly helped the daughter. So yeah, it's a legit story behind the actual product, and the owner's super nice, really lovely. So I would definitely recommend that you check out that product. I have a friend named Cody as well. He gets seasonal eczema, specifically in winter. If he's listening to this, he can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it's brought on by the winter in the province that we're in, because it gets extremely cold, like minus 40 below. Yes, I said minus 40. Can you imagine? Minus 40, my friends. Even minus 50 sometimes, when Mother Nature wants to be very angry. So, but still, minus 20 is still bad, because minus 20, minus 24, because when there's the wind chill, it just takes to like minus 30, minus 33, minus 32, minus 31. It's very cold, very dry. So I told him about dry patch, and he went out and he bought some, and then he puts it on the eczema that he gets on his hands. And I saw it for myself when he put it on. His hands were really red and inflamed, and then when he put the dry patch on, it helped to soothe and diminish the inflammation of the eczema on his hand. So I've seen it actually work on somebody other than myself. So definitely check out the product. It's legit. And like I said, all these products are for men and women, children, babies. Anyone can use them. And I would say the last thing I would have to say is just be very aware, whether it's you who has eczema, you have kids, you have siblings, your parents, you know somebody, be extremely careful when it comes to doctors prescribing you topical steroids, which is steroid creams or ointments for you to put on your skin to treat your eczema. I was very lucky because my mom has been a nurse for my entire life, and especially when my eczema was starting, she was able to, she knew all the medical jargon. She works alongside doctors very closely. She knows exactly what everything is. You can't hide, put nothing on my mom. And so when doctors would try to, you know, put me on this prescription or that prescription, my mom would be like, no, because I know exactly what that is. And yeah, I'm not putting that on my daughter, and I'm not putting that on her, and she's not taking any of that. Now, I say that to say, for most people who have parents that are not in the medical field and they don't know anything about medications and prescriptions and all the effects of drugs, they are at the mercy of the doctor because they are desperate to help their child, which makes absolute sense. But they don't know that they're actually potentially making things worse for their child, because what doctors don't tell you is that when you use topical steroids on your skin, yes, you may look amazing at first because, wow, your skin has stopped cracking, you're not itchy anymore, it doesn't bleed, it doesn't look ugly, it's not discolored, all this kind of stuff. But what happens is it is extremely strong. And what will happen is it will thin your skin to the point where not only will it start weeping all the time and oozing all the time, you can actually get to the point where when you touch your skin, it just breaks open. And I'm not even talking about hard. Like, I mean, like the way you would maybe, like, you know, hold a baby very gently. If you were to do that to your skin will bust open. Your skin will have no strength. Kind of like when girls get their nails done, they get fake nails, and then the nail tech goes and files down their regular nail. I don't know if they still do that, but, you know, they'll file down your regular nail to the point where it's so thin, it's like paper, that your skin will just be, you just won't have any, almost like no skin. And then, so like the thing is, how are you supposed to live your life? Like, topical steroids don't take away your eczema. It's just a temporary band-aid. So when you can no longer use the topical steroid, you're still going to have all of the skin problems. You're still going to be itchy. But the only problem is, or the only difference is that when you go to scratch your skin, you're literally going to be scratching ground beef, which will be your raw skin, because you probably will have little to none left. Because it will, you can, I mean, yes, when you look at a person, yes, they're going to have skin, but I just mean, when you touch your skin, it's just going to bust open. So that's even with a gentle touch. Could you imagine scratching skin that's that delicate? It's like paper. Like, it's like tissue paper. It's like an egg membrane. It's just nothing there. So be very aware of what you're doing and look for alternatives, because topical steroids is not a solution, and it's temporary. And you also don't want to get hooked on it, because there's people who get hooked on it and then they go through topical steroid withdrawal. So I didn't have a good experience with topical steroids, and so I know exactly what I'm talking about, because I'm talking from experience. So just be careful, do your due diligence, and remember that doctors are just people and they make mistakes too. They make a lot of mistakes. So, you know, do your due diligence, ask questions, get second, third, fourth, fifth opinions. Just know what you're doing before you start putting topical steroids on skin that's already traumatized from eczema, and everything that comes with it. Okay? So, that is it. Episode 52 of the Simply Chrissy podcast has come to an end. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to check out simplychrissyblog.com and to share this podcast with your family and friends. And lastly, remember that new episodes drop every Monday and Thursday. And that's all I've got. So, until next time, my friends, keep well, love and light. Check you later. Hey guys, so I just wanted to add one bonus piece of information about relieving your eczema. I fully am aware that it is something that affects your skin. However, your skin is not the root of the problem, no matter what doctors and dermatologists have said to you. It runs deeper than the skin, especially when you want to be getting into more severe cases of eczema. It's multifactorial, is basically what I'm trying to say. So it isn't all about just the skin products that you use on your skin. It's about a huge role that doctors don't tell you about, that Western doctors don't tell you about, is your lifestyle and the food that you eat. So if you are living a filthy lifestyle, basically, you smoke, you drink, you do drugs, you eat a lot of processed food, you do not work out, you drink a lot of sugary drinks, pop, Gatorade, beer, all kinds of stuff. Like, if you live a poor lifestyle, an unhealthy lifestyle, that will negatively impact not only your health generally, but the condition of your skin and how bad your eczema attacks you. So if you have eczema and it is something that is like chronic, it is not something that you grew out of as a child or something that just happens, you know, you have contact dermatitis because maybe you're a hairdresser and you're touching chemicals, that makes sense, because in cases like that, what's causing your skin problem is the fact that you are touching chemicals and that's what's irritating your skin, which makes complete sense. But in all the other cases, you need to be living a healthy lifestyle. I'm speaking from experience. I was never a heavy drinker per se. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke weed. None of that kind of stuff. That all comes because I struggled so much. My eczema impacted me so badly. It was a nightmare. So as a result of that, I have exceptional respect for my health because I've had to struggle so much to even be remotely normal. So Western doctors will not tell you, and you can research it. If you research people who have been able to either get over their eczema or for there to be significant improvement, a common denominator that you will find is that they have had to live pretty healthy lifestyles. Because if you are doing things to cause inflammation inside of your body, guess what? Your skin is attached to your innards. And from within, so without, as the saying goes. So if you want to be shoving inflammatory stuff into your body, guess what? It's going to be showing up on your skin even more. So eczema is an inflammatory skin condition. And then on top of that, you're going to be putting stuff in your body that is further exacerbating the problem that you're having with your skin. So eczema is multifactorial. It isn't just about your skin. It does not start on your skin. It actually starts inside and it manifests on your skin. So you need to be watching your lifestyle, making sure that you're living a healthy lifestyle, that you're able to manage your stress, your anger, any traumas that have happened to you, all that kind of stuff will exacerbate your eczema. the clothing that you wear, as in, like, you know, staying away from man-made fibers, making sure that you're wearing, like, mostly cotton, and, like, natural fibers because it's breathable and it's soft. Same thing with your bed linen. You need to be reading the ingredients on your food. You need to be, you have to watch the laundry detergent that you use, that you wash your clothes with, your clothes and your linens with, the toothpaste that you brush your teeth with, the deodorant that you put on your armpits. Like, it's vast. So, yes, I know that I just gave you one aspect, which is the typical part that people focus on because it does affect the skin. But I'm letting you know that the skin is not the one and only place that you need to focus on in order to get relief and improve your eczema. It is multifactorial, so you just need to be aware of that. So hear what I'm saying and go ahead and, like I always say, do your due diligence, research it, research people who have eczema. There's like 3 million people across Canada, probably more now because the population has gone up. There's like 3 million people across Canada that have eczema, and about 30 million in the States, and I forgot how many in the UK who have eczema. So it is a lot of people who have it in varying levels of severity. So please keep this in mind, especially when you're going to go see a doctor as well, because like I said before, what they want to do is just throw prescriptions at you. But I'm telling you, that is not the solution. It's a temporary band-aid. And a lot of the time, that band-aid can actually exacerbate your skin and make it worse. Alrighty? So, just wanted to let you know that. Love and light. Check you later.